Honey, the power's out.
Flashlight's dead. Can't find batteries.
Hey, neighbors. Want to borrow my Star Patrol spotlight?
That flashlight lights up the whole house.
Watch. The Star Patrol can light up the whole neighborhood. It can illuminate up to a half mile away.
A half mile? That's insanely bright.
And the turbo boost increases brightness up to 100%.
Whoa, now that's insanely bright.
With 10 illumination modes, the Star Patrol is a flashlight, spotlight, floodlight, emergency light, and more. And with an ultra-fast USB power bank, you can even charge your phone with it. Plus, the Star Patrol is fully rechargeable and backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
So how do I get one of these Star Patrols?
Go to GetStarPatrol.com and you'll get it with free turbo boost, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. Again, that's GetStarPatrol.com. GetStarPatrol.com.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Honey, the power's out.
Flashlight's dead. Can't find batteries.
Hey, neighbors, want to borrow my Star Patrol spotlight?
That flashlight lights up the whole house.
Watch. The Star Patrol can light up the whole neighborhood. It can illuminate up to a half mile away.
A half mile? That's insanely bright.
And the turbo boost increases brightness up to 100%.
Whoa, now that's insanely bright.
With 10 illumination modes, the Star Patrol is a flashlight, spotlight, floodlight, emergency light, and more. And with an ultra-fast USB power bank, you can even charge your phone with it. Plus, the Star Patrol is fully rechargeable and backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
So how do I get one of these Star Patrols?
Go to GetStarPatrol.com and you'll get it with free turbo boost, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. Again, that's GetStarPatrol.com. GetStarPatrol.com.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with licensed psychologist Dr. John Delatorre on this segment because I want to get someone like you who works in the world of mental health and psychology to break this down for me a little bit in terms of what we saw the other day with Lori Vallow Daybell's behavior in court, not wanting to go back into the courtroom after the lunch break, eventually being told she had no choice, she had to go back in. What were we witnessing at that moment in time?
You know, I think a lot of people aren't going to want to hear this, but I think what we're seeing was someone who didn't want to hear the information that was being presented because it's too graphic. Mm-hmm. Right. So the idea is that a lot of people consider her to be this sort of monstrous individual who did the worst thing possible by killing her children. Mm-hmm. Well, if that were the case, the expectation is that we're dealing with someone who's cold-blooded, who's manipulative and shows no emotions whatsoever. But the problem with that is that she's still a human being. She's not a monster. She's not any. She's a regular human being who doesn't want to see all of this stuff. Now, maybe it's because she already knows what it is. Maybe it's because she's being manipulative. Maybe it's because she actually didn't know any of this stuff was going to be happening. And who in their right mind actually wants to hear the information about how their children's bodies were discovered? I can't imagine anyone wants to hear that.
No, I don't think anyone could imagine hearing it. But again, we're talking obviously about the woman who, while her children were missing, did not aid in their investigation to try and find her children, went off to Hawaii, had plenty of happy times, it seems, by the pictures there. So this can't be coming as a shock to her that they're going to be going into detail about the death of her children, which she so for many months seemed to pretend didn't really happen or was in some sort of denial state. Can we speak to that at all? Just the denial that she seemed to be under. And then now, why now, I guess is the question. Why now is she suddenly showing emotion over this when what we've seen for the last several years is 100% lack thereof, which it ends up being why everyone believes she's a monster?
You know, I think it's so much more complicated than that. And I don't think people want it to be they want it to be simple. But here's the reality.
Yeah.
If you go your entire life, and we'll just say, you know, from the moment she met Chad to now is an entire lifespan for Lori. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
If you go your entire life believing that what you are doing is right, no matter what anybody else thinks, if you go your entire life believing what you have done is the right thing to do, you don't want to be confronted with the actual negative consequences of your behavior.
Yeah.
You would rather live a life in which you are quote unquote ignorant of the realities of what this world actually is. And so of course it's going to be now, because now it's real. Now reality is penetrating the sort of facade that she's been under about who she is and what she's been doing. So of course it happens now.
Where it's right in front of them and they can't necessarily, you know, back away or hide themselves, stick your head in a hole, whatever. So it's right there. And this is the reaction that you end up getting. I mean, it's almost, if we're to make kind of a silly reference, it's like throwing the water on the Wicked Witch of I'm melting. I can't take this information that's coming to me. Do you think we are beginning to see cracks in her? Is this, you know, because she is going to be forced to see and experience the results of the alleged actions against her, or at least if she was not necessarily an active participant physically of her husband or boyfriend, Chad Daybell, is she going to be able to make it through this thing, through this trial?
I don't think so. And in terms of cracks, I think what we're seeing is not so much cracks, but I think what we're seeing is what she does to contend with reality, mm-hmm. right? I don't think she particularly likes the real world all that much. And most of us don't, but most of us don't fall into disordered type thinking, right? Delusional type thinking. We don't fall into what most people have called occults. Like, we don't fall into those kinds of things because we recognize that we must remain present in this reality in order to get through it. Some individuals, they don't want that. I think what we're seeing is not so much a crack, but how someone can find themselves falling into the kinds of beliefs and the kinds of individuals and the kinds of behaviors that Lori has found herself into. Now, maybe she was an active participant in manipulating others. Maybe she was completely gone. Maybe she was any number of these things. But the reality is that I don't think she particularly likes the real world. And so it's not so much a crack, but it's how we're watching someone's life sort of unravel in front of her in a way that she has been trying to escape from probably the entirety of her adult life.
I would agree. It's weird to watch this because through a lot of our prisms, we're looking at this going, oh, you don't want to hear horrible information about your children decomposing in your backyard. Who would want to hear that sort of information or see those sort of images? But is that really what she's reacting to? Is she reacting to those images and that thought, or is she reacting to this completely is adverse to her whole way of thinking and the way that she believes life to be in her own bubble world? And it's all being thrown in front of her in such a harsh, stark way that she cannot process it. And that's where she's going to this, you know, as she has with, it seems, most things in her life. If it's something that she doesn't like, damage be damned, she will go and destroy whatever it may be. So she stays on this happy level of existence. And now she's in court and she doesn't necessarily want to be in court. So is she trying to purposely, you know, kick her feet, scream and make a scene so that maybe this stops, maybe this changes?
I don't know that it's purposeful anymore. Okay. I think it's reactionary.
Yep.
I think she's done this so often, and it's been not only is she someone who potentially destroys the obstacles that are in her way, it's also that she finds a justification in doing that destruction, right? And that she'll find a way of sort of manipulating her own self into thinking that everything is okay. You know, her children are missing, but I can't deal with that. I need to go and have a good time. Now, plenty of people have tried to avoid, you know, very difficult things by, embracing sort of more happy kinds of things. But I think that for her in particular, we start off being purposeful in doing that. But I don't know that it's purposeful anymore. Now I think it's reaction. Now I think she just does it automatically, is what I'm saying.
Well, there's not a strategy involved. She's not thinking, well, if I do this, I mean, this is just her. And this is because
this is just her.
She's
there's no strategy.
It's been so successful for her through most of her life, and now she's finally being met with the brick wall that it's not bearable. Let me ask you this, and we touched on it just earlier. Do you think she is going to make it through this entire trial, or is this thing going to end up in some sort of a mistrial because she'll be deemed incompetent midway through?
That's going to be. Is it possible for someone to be deemed incompetent midway through trial proceeding? Yes, it is possible. I think, though, that this judge has made it clear, because there was some pre-trial hearings that had gone on in which some issues about her mental health and a possible diagnosis had been presented
twice.
And there was a conflict between the experts saying that whether or not she was competent, and the judge sort of basically ignored it and moved forward. So I think what we will see is a decompensation over time with her. I don't know that she'll ever be deemed incompetent to stand trial, because I think that pushes, I think that kicks the ball, that kicks the can too far down the road that this judge doesn't feel comfortable doing. But also, if Chad decides to take the stand against Lori, I think there we will see what I think most people consider to be a crack.
I think
there we will see someone who loses sort of the ability to control her emotions and decompensate in a way that we have not seen from her yet.
That's what I've been saying since before this thing began, that if that happens, I think we lose her mentally being present, because I think that would be the kicker to it all, where that would be the bridge too far for her not to be able to mentally process what's going on, because it would just be too overwhelming.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Dr. John Della Torre, thank you so much for your insights on that. Now, I mean, it really, if you can grasp it from that perspective, it makes a lot of sense. Be sure to follow us wherever you download podcasts. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage in this case or the other cases we're following for you. If you'd like an ad-free experience, you can get that through Apple Podcasts. Right now, go check that out. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.